Since the pandemic began, the Federal Reserve has aggressively printed trillions of dollars to keep the U.S. economy afloat. Doing so has ballooned the Fed's balance sheet to nearly $9 trillion. So what happens next with this balance sheet as the Fed shifts its policy intentions? Yahoo Finance Fed correspondent Brian Chung has all the answers, and he's here now. Brian. Brian, I think you're on mute.
I am. You would tend to think I wouldn't be doing that this late into 2021. But, you know, one other thing that we were talking about at the beginning of 2021 was about talking about tapering. But, of course, the Federal Reserve has already begun that process of wanting to reduce the amount of monthly purchases that it's making. Now, that hasn't necessarily stopped the Fed balance sheet and its holdings of U.S. Treasuries and agency mortgage-backed securities from nearly doubling, essentially doubling from where it was at pre-pandemic levels. It was at $4.5 trillion in the lead into the 2020 pandemic, and then ultimately ballooned to where it is right now, getting very, very close to $9 trillion. But it raises the question, when the Fed does, by March of next year, stop any sort of new addings to its balance sheet holdings, what will it do after that point in time? Well, the next natural question is for quantitative tightening or allowing assets to roll off of its balance sheet. And you're already starting to hear, especially as the Fed ramps up discussions of possible rate hikes next year, timing for when the Fed could start allowing its balance sheet to shrink and go actually in the opposite direction. And you actually have Goldman Sachs out with its own timeline for how all this might go in 2022. Goldman Sachs saying that they're forecasting 3 interest rate hikes in March, June, and then September of next year, and then for the Fed to ultimately start allowing the Fed balance sheet to shrink in, again, what that process is known as quantitative tightening, in the last quarter of next year. Now, that's very notable because headed into the December 15 meeting, Goldman Sachs had originally said they didn't expect the Fed to do any sort of quantitative tightening until the first half of 2023. So a lot of Fed watchers are now pulling forward their expectations for when the Fed could start allowing its balance sheet to shrink. Again, it might not be until the end of next year, but very interesting to see at the chatter, especially as the Fed messages a more aggressive reaction function in the face of inflation next year for that quantitative tightening to happen a little bit earlier than some had expected. Guys.
Brian, you were in the hangout. You heard our man Hugh Johnson in the earlier segment really suggest the Fed shouldn't tighten rates next year. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, I'll say this much. When it comes to the forecast in the past for raising rates, especially liftoff, which is going from near zero interest rates, which is where the Fed has held everything since the beginning of the pandemic, to that first 25 basis point rate hike, markets and Fed watchers have often gotten the timing of that incorrect. If you take a look, for example, at the post-financial crisis out of the 2008 debacle, you'll see that many, many years, especially in that 2012 to 2015 period, Fed watchers were constantly saying, this is going to be the year that the Fed is going to lift off. And as we know, it didn't happen until well after that point in time. So it is indeed the case that even though the Fed is being very aggressive and saying we're going to start interest rate hikes next year and we're going to do a lot of interest rate hikes next year, it's not so clear that if there were to be some other dark horse, whether or not it's the Omicron variant or something else that's unforeseen, that in many cases, the Fed could push those plans back even further. So Hugh, from that standpoint, is probably correct in saying, I'm going to doubt the ability of the Fed to do 3 interest rate hikes next year. But on the other hand, the logic behind kind of the idea of, it's politically motivated, that seems to be a little bit more charged. It is indeed the case that the Fed's pivot has coincided with the Biden administration renominating Jay Powell for a second term. But it's also happened at a time where the data has also confirmed how bad inflation is getting, which is pushing the Fed to want to get ahead of that curve by hiking rates or getting more aggressive on tightening the spigot on its pandemic era stimulus. That's because of that CPI print that we had gotten covering the month of November showing the hottest year over year growth since 1982. So the data does back up the Fed's pivot here. But again, we'll see if the Fed can follow through on those 3 interest rate hikes next year. I think a lot of people, including Hugh, obviously, are doubting the Fed's ability to do that.
Yeah, I think he was very fired up today. And I should note, you can read Brian's full story now on the Yahoo Finance homepage. Brian Chung, thanks so much.